Amen.
Today's gospel reading, Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." But I want to ask you this morning, what does it mean to love Jesus? Many people say that they do, but what does that mean? Now, I know I'm dating myself when I remind you of this, but some years back there was a very popular bumper sticker, and it says, "If you love Jesus, honk." You remember that?
Yeah.
Now, I personally never did that because there was too much of a chance for the person to misunderstand. They might forget that they had it in the back of their car, and they might think that I was being impatient with them. As a matter of fact, there's a true story of about that time. There was a man in Los Angeles who stopped at a red light. The car in front of him had a bumper sticker, "If you love Jesus, honk." So he did. So the guy got out of the car, fixed him with an angry stare, and made an obscene gesture at him.
Boy.
You can see that happening, can't you?
Yes.
Now, that probably wasn't a typical reaction, but even if that driver remembered the sticker and made the connection, honking a horn would not say really very much about your love for the Lord. In fact, saying the words, "I love Jesus," is really just too easy. And almost every time I hear that sentence, I find myself wondering what it means. Now, if that sounds a bit too skeptical to your ears, I hope that you forgive me. But I'm inclined to think that Jesus may have felt somewhat the same way. As a matter of fact, he said in one place, "All who say, 'Lord, Lord,' are not going to enter the kingdom of heaven." He never seemed to put much stock in verbal declarations of devotion. Instead, he always linked love to actions. And if the action wasn't there, he cared very little for words. Now, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not suggesting that it's shallow or meaningless for husbands and wives to say to each other, "I love you." Those words spoken with sincerity can make an enormous difference. I'm simply saying that actions speak louder than words. You know, it's almost an insult to tell somebody that you love them unless you show that love in the things that you do. And especially is this true in matters of religion. I mean, it means absolutely nothing for you and me to speak of our love for the Lord unless we translate those words into action. And that raises another question, namely this: what can you or I possibly do that will tell the Lord of our love for him? Now, a husband can show his love for his wife by buying her flowers or a bunch of other thoughtful deeds. Parents can show their love for their children by spending time with them. And children can show their love for their parents by helping out with the household chores. Now, you and I cannot possibly do such things for the Lord. So, what can we do that would speak of our love for him? Well, in our gospel reading, he said, "If you obey my commandments." Now, of course, we can start with the Ten Commandments, but we really can't stop there, because the Pharisees took great pride in obeying those ancient laws. They were meticulous about it. They defined what exactly does it mean to work on the Sabbath. And they came up with all these ridiculous rules. So they scrupulously obeyed the Ten Commandments. Yet they made no pretense of loving Jesus. In fact, they hated him. And they did everything that they could to discredit him. So, if we would show our love for the Lord by obeying his commandments, we must go beyond the moral law of the Old Testament. Now, I think he had in mind specifically what he called the new commandment. "I give you a new commandment." And he had given his disciples that commandment that very night. And you've all heard it. It wasn't very long or complicated, but it was very challenging indeed. And here is what he said: "I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. And I think that clearly means there's only one way we can show our love for the Lord, and that is by loving one another. And if you think about it, what else can we do? What have we got that he needs now? You know, if we had been the innkeeper in Bethlehem, we might have put a little extra effort in to find him a room for his pregnant mother so we could have had a decent place to be born. If we had been the Samaritan woman by Jacob's well, we could have given him a drink of water. If we had been that young boy with barley loaves and a few fish, we could have given him that so he could feed the crowd of 5,000. If we had been the landlord in Jerusalem, we could have loaned him the upper room so that he could eat his final meals with his disciples. And if we had been Simon of Cyrene, we could have carried his cross. And if we were Joseph of Arimathea, we could have given him our tomb. But that is another day and another time. He is no longer with us in a bodily presence. He needs none of those things now. So what can we do for him? What can we give directly to him as a manifestation of our love? Well, the true answer is nothing. Absolutely nothing. You and I hold in our hands not one thing that he needs. So, for you and me, the only way that we can show our love for the Lord is by loving people. No other avenue is open to us. But you know, we don't need any other. That one is enough and more than enough, believe me, to love your neighbor as Jesus loved us. That'll keep you busy the rest of your life, I guarantee you. And opportunities abound on every side for us to tell the Lord of our love for him. We don't have to talk about it, and it would be best if we didn't talk about it. Just find people who are in need and help them. Find people who are lonely and befriend them. Find people who are in sorrow and let them know that you care. Find people who are discouraged and give them some encouragement. So what does it mean to love Jesus? Well, the bottom line is it means loving and helping people. And unless it is translated into that down-to-earth practical things like that that we have just mentioned, I seriously doubt that it means anything, especially to him. He's not interested in words. He's interested in what we do.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.